This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Check out Bandcamp on Twitter, twitter.com/AdamsBandcamp. Joy 94.9, you're on Bandcamp. Welcome to another show. You're with me, Adam Todd. Until 5 o'clock, we play lots of Aussie indie music here with a touch of the UK and the US as well. We're doing things a little bit differently this week. We're jumping into an interview straight away. We're going to kick it off with the guy we just heard from, a track from his new EP, Mirrors and Strings, a track called A Whole Day Nearer. Welcome to Joy, Jackson McLaren. Hey, Jackson, how are you going?
Hi, hey, yeah, I'm going great, thank you.
Great. Now, congratulations on the EP. You must be pretty proud of it.
Yeah, I think it's a good EP. I'm very happy with all the tracks. I think it's a good little CD.
Now, for those who don't know too much about you as an artist, can you give us a sort of life history of Jackson McLaren as a musician?
Okay. I was sort of discovered by Josh Pike about 3 years ago in my hometown of Warrnambool.
Yep.
Which is like a Victorian coastal town. He called his manager and we just ended up signing a deal and just been playing lots of shows over the last few years. Josh produced my first CD. So just been touring a lot and that sort of stuff.
Excellent. And now are you 20, is that right?
I turned 20 in April.
Oh, very nice. Happy birthday. Now, you seem to have packed a lot into your music career already. How was it growing up in a country town? You mentioned you're from Warrnambool. How was that growing up, wanting to be, having sort of music aspirations? Did you find it difficult in a country town, or was it pretty embraced by everyone?
There's a good little musical collective in Warrnambool, and people really like to nurture artists. And support them, but I think there's only so much you can do in small places, and eventually I just had to move to Melbourne to make life a bit easier. It was definitely lots of good musicians down there.
Yeah, for sure. And it was nice to see, I had a look at your website, and you went back and launched the EP out in Warrnambool. How did that go?
Oh, it was fantastic. We got lots of people through the door, and it was just fantastic to catch up with my family and my friends. It's good to see everybody again.
Fantastic. And your songwriting, it's based on your observations of people and places. Those observations must have really changed when you moved to Melbourne. Did you find that?
Yeah, I find myself writing a lot about the suburban city and all that sort of stuff, but also like a longing to go back to the country as well. So it's, a lot of my songs are about leaving or going back home sort of thing.
This kind of grass is always greener on the other side, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just like wanderlust. When you're travelling, you just want to go home, and when you're sitting around at home, you just want to go exploring again.
Exactly, exactly. Now, as we mentioned, you have quite a good musical relationship with Josh Pike, and you're actually gearing up to tour with him, which must be pretty exciting. Is that the first sort of headline tour you've done with Josh?
I've done a couple of tours with Josh. Yep. I did his Chimneys of Fire tour in 2009 and another one in 2008. But we just played in Brisbane last night. We just got off the plane, which has been going really well. It's a show for his fans, so his fans got all the tickets first. All the shows have sold out, so it's just been wonderful to play to a really lovely audience. Josh's fans are wonderful.
And you don't just do the acoustic singer-songwriter thing on stage. You've actually got a band as well. So they're called the Triple Threat, which I have to say, love the title of the band name there. Do you work best with a band behind you, or do you also enjoy that sort of just with your guitar sort of scenario as well?
I like to go both ways. I really enjoy the feeling of playing with other musicians on stage and just like puts so much more life into the songs. I've got a violinist, a drummer, and a bass player, and they work really well together, so I'm very lucky to have a really good band behind me.
Excellent. Now, your debut EP, which we mentioned before, you worked on that with Josh Pike. Now, everyone knows I love a freebie, and if you sign up to your mailing list via your website, you actually get the first EP as a digital download for free. That is very generous of you.
It's all yours. Yeah, you should get online and get it. Everybody's welcome to it.
Yeah, fantastic. The website is jacksonmclaren.com, so check it out, and we'll pop a link on our Facebook as well. Now, the show, as we said, it sold out July 1st at the Grace Darling with Josh Pike, but you've got a couple of other shows coming up which there are still tickets available for. Best place, is that just your website again to get those details?
Yeah, if you just jump online, you can click on the link for tickets, and I think it goes onto the Facebook profile, and there's just like details for Mosh tickets or one of the other companies that sell the tickets. But yeah, if you get on down to the shows, it would be lovely to see you all.
Yeah, fantastic. And you've had a very busy first half of the year. What are the plans for the rest of 2011 for Jackson McLaren?
We've got a lot of different tours in the works, just so close to confirmation, so it's just going to be a really busy, fun year of touring around, doing some laps around Australia.
Very nice. A good way to be busy.
It's wonderful being busy. I like to keep occupied.
Yeah, very nice. Now, before we hear another track off the new EP, I'm going to try and stump you with the same question I ask each and every guest here on Bandcamp. Basically, I read out our mission statement as a community radio station and then get you to come up with a mission statement for your music. So are you up for it?
I'm definitely up for it, yep.
Okay, here's your thinking time. Joy 94.9 is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse lesbian and gay communities, enabling freedom of expression, the breaking down of isolation, and the celebration of our culture, achievements, and pride. Jackson McLaren, what is your mission statement?
Wow, I don't think I can beat your mission statement. That is a good mission statement. My mission statement as an artist at the moment is to keep writing constantly and just putting a lot of effort into getting good songs and hopefully others, like the audience, connecting to the... Sorry, there's lots of trains in the background. I really just... want to get people interested in to my music and develop a connection with the audience, and hopefully sometime down the track to be able to do a show overseas would be like wonderful. I'm definitely looking forward to the prospect of that, but that's definitely down the track sometime. At the moment it's just all about playing shows, meeting friends, meeting people, and writing songs.
Excellent. Well, congratulations once again on the EP. It is called Mirrors and Strings, and it's in stores right now. Head out to the website jacksonmclaren.com for all the details on the touring situation. You can't get to the Josh Pike one because it's sold out already, unless you got some connections. I don't have any connections, so good luck with the tickets there. The big thank you is to Jackson McLaren, which has probably been one of the noisiest interviews I think we've ever had on Bandcamp, but thank you very much.
No
problem. Thank you very much for joining us here on Bandcamp. Maybe we could get you in the studio one day and pump out a couple of tunes for us.
That would be wonderful. I'd love to.
Excellent. Well, we're going to hear a track now from Mirrors and Strings. I'll leave it up to you. What would you like to hear?
I think the title track, Mirrors and Strings, would be good.
Yep. All right. Here it is right now here on Joy 94.9. Thanks, Jackson.
Thank you. Bye.
Become our friend on Facebook. Search for Bandcamp Joy.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.